Okay, call order.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 5:09. Okay, roll call. Barb Heist?
Here.
Mike Ryder?
Here.
John Dimitrijevic?
Here.
Nan Seward?
Here.
Jim Rook?
Here.
And Jenny Rook is here. Okay. Okay, so now I need to read this note. On March 19, 2020, Bill 187, Municipal Emergencies Act 2020, came into force. This legislation amends the Municipal Act 2001 to permit municipalities to amend their procedural bylaws to provide that during emergencies, members of councils, local boards, and committees who participate in meetings electronically may be counted for the purposes of determining quorum. The municipality of Clarny has decided to make such an amendment to its procedural bylaw in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Accordingly, meetings of the municipalities council, local boards and committees will be conducted by teleconference. The public will also be able to observe such meetings in the same manner. COVID-19 pandemic and to promote the health and safety of the public, members of council and staff, it is hereby the decision of council that this meeting will be held via teleconference and the meeting will also be recorded. This is further enforced by an order in council made under the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act on March 28, 2020, which prohibits any person from attending an organized public event of more than 5 people. Okay, any?
Oh, Ginny, just for the record, I will note aloud the staff who are present for the purpose of the recording. We have Jill Legault, Julie Salmon, Kelly Champagne, and myself, Candy Bove. And also at this time, I'll ask if there are any members of the public on the line.
Yes. Yeah, Angie.
Angie?
Yeah.
Angie Nuziali? Yes.
Jerry Tessier?
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, Ginny, for letting me do that. Now I guess we're at number 2.
Okay, the moment of silence. Okay. Okay, any declarations of pecuniary interest?
Jenny, can you poll council, please, so it's recorded in the minutes?
Okay, anybody on council have a pecuniary interest?
It's Nancy, I don't.
Jim, I don't.
John, I don't.
Mike Ryder, I don't.
Barb, I do not.
I don't either. Okay. All right. So, do we have any delegations?
No, we don't.
Okay. We have adoption of the minutes. We adopt the following minutes. Regular meeting of council, March 11th. Okay, we need a mover and a seconder.
Barb,
I'll move in second. Candy, can you write this down or should I?
No, I'll write it on the resolution here. I just, it was muddled.
Okay. Okay, who's moving and who's seconding?
Jim.
Barb will move.
Barb will move.
Jim second.
Okay. All right, and this resolution is for the 3 meetings, March 11th, and 2 special meetings held on March 31st. Duly moved and seconded by, moved by Barb Heist, seconded by Jim Rook. Be it resolved, the minutes of the regular meeting of council held March 11th and the special meetings of council held March 31st, 2020, be adopted as circulated.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to have a recorded vote so that the public knows how everyone is voting. So do you wish to call a recorded vote, Mayor?
Sure.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim Rook?
Yep.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay. Okay, so we have a counts list. We need a mover and a seconder for this one.
Sorry, Nancy will move.
Nancy will move. Okay, who will second?
Mike Ryder will second.
Okay. You get that, Candy?
Yes, ma'am. Moved by Nancy Wirtz, seconded by Mike Ryder. Be resolved, disbursement sheet number 2020-03, covering the expenditures for the period ending March 31st, 2020, in the following amounts. General expenses, $441,191.37. Payroll expenses, $55,718.87, are hereby approved for payments.
Okay, you going to take the vote?
Yes. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay, then. Do we have a public question period now? Anybody from the public have questions? Okay, I guess not. Okay. Correspondence for action. Helen Rock Elliott, resignation from the Celebrations Committee. Need a mover and a seconder.
It's Jim.
Barb, move.
John, second there.
Okay, moved by Barb Heitz, seconded by John, Mr. Deamy. be it resolved, the Municipality of Killarney accept with regret the resignation of Helen Rock Elliott from the Celebrations Committee effective March 7th, 2020.
Okay.
Recorded vote?
Recorded vote, yes.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay. Okay, so next is the Killarney Fire Smart Plan. You need a mover and a seconder for?
It's Jim. I'll move.
John, I'll second.
Okay, moved by Jim Rook, seconded by John Dimitrijevic. Be resolved that the Municipality of Killarney adopts the Community Wildlife Protection Plan as prepared by the Community Emergency Management Coordinator and the Project Manager.
Wildfire, not wildlife.
Pardon me?
Wildfire, not wildlife.
Oh, I'm sorry. The resolution says community wildfire. I must have said wildlife. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, recorded. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried.
Okay, the Ontario Clean Water Agency, the Lagoon Annual Report.
Oh, it's Jim. I'll move to accept.
Anybody going to second it?
Nancy will second.
Barb.
Okay. Moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Nancy Hertz. I think Nancy was in there before Barb.
Yeah.
Be it resolved that the Municipality of Killarney accept the 2019 annual Killarney Lagoon Report as prepared by the Ontario Clean Water Agency. Recorded vote.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
The motion is carried. Also, just I think last time Mike was disconnected a couple of times, so I don't know, Ms. Mayor, if you would like to at some strategic point on the agenda, wherever you feel necessary, to call to make sure that you still have quorum. So maybe we can do a couple of other resolutions and maybe do it then, or it's at your discretion.
Okay. Okay, the next one item is the 200th Anniversary Committee.
I'll move.
I'm going to change it to 2021. Don't they?
Yeah.
I have a mover.
Do we have a mover and a seconder for this?
Yeah, I'll move to accept that recommendation.
I'll second it. John.
Okay. That was you, Nancy?
Yeah, sorry, Nancy.
Okay. A move by Nancy Wirt, seconded by John Dimitrijevic. Be it resolved, the Municipality of Killarney accepts the recommendation from the 200th Anniversary Committee to postpone the upcoming 200th Anniversary Festival to 2020 due to impacts of the COVID-19. Oh, what did I say? What?
2020.
Oh, I'm sorry. Postpone the upcoming 200th Anniversary Festival to 2021 due to the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
Recorded vote. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried. I apologize for making errors. I think it's like Jim's eyes were last night. We were reading a bit too many emails.
Bleary.
Okay. Next is Smith Marine.
I'll move that resolution.
I'll second it, Barb.
Okay. Moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Barb Heist. Be it resolved that the Municipality of Killarney has no objections to the application for the purchase of Crown land described as Lot 27, Concession 23, Mowat Township, Plan CL 1617 and DT 37 Pickerel River, submitted by Smith Marine / S. Lacoste, as the intended use conforms to our planning policies as confirmed by the Director of Planning of the Sudbury East Planning Board.
Okay,
recorded vote. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried.
Okay, the Eastern Georgian Bay Waste Management Partnership.
I would like to comment on this. I attended the, it's Jim, by the way, I'm sorry. I attended the meeting, and there's a lot of holes in this proposal that I don't understand and no one else understands. And as I get it, we may have two or three different waste streams we'd have to manage from this proposal. So I think we should defer this till we find out more. And I know that tomorrow there is a conference call with the MNRF to review this. And I would suggest we defer to our next meeting.
I agree with you, John, here.
Yeah, it's Nancy here. I also agree. There's a lot of confusing things around you.
Good idea.
Hey, do you want to say to the next meeting or until the pertinent documents for council review are gathered? We should probably get it together by May, I would say, then. So I change this to the May council meeting?
Yes.
I think yep. May should be all right.
Give us lots of time to check into it all.
Okay, I'll change that here before I read it. All I need to, I think we have to have a mover and a seconder.
I'll move.
That's you, Jim?
Oh, sorry, Jim will move. Sorry.
John will second.
Okay. Moved by Jim Rook, seconded by John Dimitrijevic. Be it resolved that council defer the matter regarding the Eastern Georgian Bay Waste Management Partnership until such time as more information is received. Further, that the project manager proceed to gather the pertinent documents for council review at the May regular council meeting.
Okay.
Recorded vote.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay. All right, do we have any reports from the municipal officers? I think Jim has something he wants to talk about.
Yeah, there's two things I'll talk about quickly, which relate to something that's happened today to start with. Approximately a week ago, Darlene and I got in a discussion with the Sudbury Food Bank about supplying food that we would distribute through the community to help people. And we didn't hear anything about it until this morning when they advised us to come and pick up the food. So at the present time, Darlene may well be there with her husband Pat and Paul Beauvais, are unloading this food, which consists of bread, wieners, potatoes, cookies, and carrots. So I know this is sort of late notification for everybody, but we should, as we go on and do an addendum or something, and come up with some sort of program how we're going to distribute it. The food bank has given us a box of bags so we can split up the potatoes and the carrots and the eggs and all that and decide how to do it, just for your information. The other thing is, of course, while we were having our meeting yesterday, Darlene was kind enough to attend the DSAD meeting, and then there's a process that's being developed that if we run into problems with people in food in the village, there will be a food voucher program available probably starting next week, although I do not have the details at this time, and I just wanted to let you know about that, and that's all I got to say.
Okay, anybody else have anything to say? No other reports? Okay, so let's go to the reports of committee, Public Works Department.
Okay.
We need a mover and a seconder.
Nancy will move.
I'll move.
I'll second. Barb.
Okay.
Okay, duly moved and moved by Nancy Wirtz, seconded by Barb Heitz. Be it resolved, the report from the Public Works Department for the month of March 2020 be accepted and filed.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Sorry, I had you on mute. Yes.
The motion is carried.
Okay, the financial department.
Need a mover?
We need a mover and a seconder.
Barb, move.
Jim, will second.
Okay, go ahead.
Moved by Barb Heitz, seconded by Jim Rook. Be resolved the report from the Financial Department for the month of March 2020 be accepted and filed. Recorded vote. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Motion is carried.
Okay, so the minutes of the Celebrations Committee.
Mover or seconder?
Need a mover.
Nancy will move.
Barb will second.
Okay, moved by Nancy Wirtz, seconded by Barb Heitz. It resolved the minutes of the Celebrations Committee meeting held March 24th, 2020 be accepted and filed. Recorded vote. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay. The revenue and expense report for the Celebrations Committee?
Yeah, Jill put that, it's Candy. Jill put that together just to show, the contributors to date, what has been spent to date, and also we wanted you to know that, money is being spent 50% in some cases to hold the events or the shows and the other equipment required for the 2021 event now. So just so you're aware that is being expended at this time for next year.
Yeah, and some of that was because we had a deadline of March 31st of this year to spend those funds. So that's why maybe some of the larger deposits. Sorry, that's Nancy talking.
So, Barb, that will be honored in 2021?
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. We essentially think that most of the grants had 2 years of funding. So the first year finished March 31st of 2020, and the second year will finish March 31st of 2021. But given the circumstances, they'll extend that beyond July so that we have the time to do the reporting period and all that as well. So basically, I think probably the fall of 2021 or maybe even the latest December.
So anybody, Ms. Barb, anybody that we had to pay out will honor it in 2021?
Yeah, all the contracts have been revised and everything's been reset up for 2021.
Perfect.
It's Candy. My only concern was hopefully some of these businesses that we are negotiating with and who have secured do not go out of business.
It's Jill. The thing is, for the Fednor to pay us the money, we had to pay that portion now, and they'll reimburse us.
Okay.
Considering what's going on, I mean, it's possible somebody can go out of business. I mean, this is a real threat to all of us, but. I mean, we got to get Fednor covering it, so I would move to accept.
Okay.
I'll second. Nancy.
Okay. Moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Nancy Wirtz. Be it resolved that the revenue expense report from the Celebrations Committee Chair up to March 31st, 2020 be accepted and filed.
Okay.
Recorded vote. John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried.
Okay, then next is the, from the tax utility clerk, from Julie, about the recommendation re-COVID-19 crisis.
Candy, Julie, is here if you do have any questions of her.
Well, it's Jim. As I read it, he's recommending that we waive penalties for the next 3 months, or am I reading that incorrectly?
Exactly. For the next, it's Julie, sorry. Yes, exactly. For the next 90 days.
For the next 90 days. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Because a lot of people aren't going to be working. They're not going to have a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a good, to help out with any financial hardship that any of our ratepayers will be experiencing. I think Julie did poll several other municipalities, and, you know, because the COVID-19 pandemic started affecting people in 2020, that's why the recommendation is to waive the penalty, and penalty is on current 2020 taxes, not previous taxes. So I think the report Julie Dunn was very good and really explained that. So that's what the recommendation is. As you saw, extending or amending due dates, it would cost the town a lot of money having to reissue tax bills and whatever. So the recommendation that is put forth is the most fair and the most conserving expenses is the best option. But it's up to council what you would like to do.
I'll move we accept the recommendation. But just one question. If we had to extend it, we could by passing another bylaw, right?
That's right.
Okay. I move it.
I'll second it, John.
Okay, moved by Jim Rook, seconded by John Dimitrijevic. Be it resolved that further to the report received from the tax utility clerk dated March 24th, 2020, council hereby concurs that due to the COVID-19 pandemic and to alleviate financial stress on our ratepayers, the municipality will implement the following. Penalty on current 2020 taxes will be waived for the month of April, May, and June. This will also apply to current 2020 water sewer utility accounts. Further, that the clerk prepare the appropriate bylaw for the May regular council meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay, recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes, and thank you, Julie, for your hard work.
Thank you.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried.
Okay, so we don't have any petitions to deal with?
No, thank goodness, no petitions.
Okay, board vacancies to appoint members.
Mover or seconder?
Nancy, I'll move.
Barb will second.
Okay, moved by Nancy Wirtz, seconded by Barb Height. Be it resolved that Municipality of Killarney appoint the following persons to the following boards. Killarney Community Center Board, Paula Maynard for a two-year term, and Boyd Maynard for a two-year term. The Killarney Health Center Board, Boyd Maynard, term of office will be 2 years. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes, and thank you to them both.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried. We'll send them a letter and thank them for their community spirit.
Oh. Okay, next is the MIS, Volunteer Information Redelivery Program, and to review local business proposal. We need a mover and a seconder.
Okay, Candy, I just had a question. So since the business in town is going to be delivering groceries and whatnot, so is the municipality kind of stepping back here right now? Because we have not contacted any manager of any grocery store or anything as yet. So we need council's direction on that. And then we were recommending that perhaps council leave resolution 20123 in place in the event that the business stops that service, and that you know, we would just pass a resolution what our volunteers would need. So that's where we're at, looking for your direction or if we're to continue investigating that.
Because Darlene Kidd was bringing food into town today, so for everybody.
Yeah, I would move that we accept that idea. Oh, sorry, Jim.
Jim, okay. Mover or seconder?
Well, sorry, what exactly is it that you're moving at this point? Just to that we don't need to employ any kind of program?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Resolution 123 stated that.
1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry. Oh, no. I've got a loan amount. It's 12.3.
Okay, so one, the one that you passed last month, it said that that was the one that said we were going to arrange for volunteers to deliver food and pay the mileage and whatnot, and you know, have the volunteers sign up with us and whatnot. But since the business in town is doing that, do you still want to leave that resolution in place just so that you have it in case we ever do need it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's basically what we were asking then. You know, let the business carry on with their plan. We would sort of step back right now. They have asked the municipality, they asked us the other day if we would copy their flyer and mail it out for them, and I agreed. So council or the municipality has helped them in that regard. I don't know if council wants to consider any other type of an option, compensation or a little bit of financial assistance to them. But that's for you to determine. If we have a seconder for the resolution, I could read it, and then if you wanted to add anything else, you could.
Sure. Thanks.
Seconder?
Barb will second it.
Okay, so it's...
Hello?
Hello?
Everybody there still?
Yeah.
Okay, we lost our phone. We had to change phones. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do a roll call just to see if everybody's here?
No, it's okay. Everybody must still be there.
We'll find out when you call the vote.
Yeah. Okay, moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Barb Hite. Be it resolved, the municipality of Killarney requires that... Well, see, this, oh, I'm sorry. This was a recommendation from our insurance company that volunteers also have a criminal background check, and we had said that they would present, or they suggested they present a volunteer criminal background check. So this resolution is that recommendation from our insurer. It doesn't say anything about, you know, canceling or a repealing resolution 2021-23. So everything would sort of stay as is. If we did have to go ahead with our volunteers, then this is what we would put in place. So it's be it resolved, Municipality of Killarney requires that any volunteers assisting the municipality with the COVID-19 pandemic in higher risk or more sensitive roles, that a criminal background check be presented and the volunteer confidentiality form be completed prior to acting in any such capacity. So I don't know if you want anything added there to assist the business, or just if we just continue to do their mail outs or whatever when they come.
Does it make if they have a criminal background and they're helping out? They're helping people.
I know, but that's the recommendation of our insurance company. Especially if they're delivering, if there's children around, and if they're delivering to vulnerable seniors, elderlies. I mean that's up to council. But if you want to waive it or don't require it, but our insurer is recommending it. So,
what is it?
I think it's a good idea, John, here.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. One thing I'm wondering about is how long is the turnaround time on getting a criminal background check, or would the police department expedite that for this kind of thing?
Well, see, I offered to bring Eileen stuff. I told her to phone me if she needed anything and I'd bring it into her. Does that mean they have to do a criminal background check on me?
I would say you're just a friend of hers, you're not acting as a volunteer of the municipality when you do that.
Okay.
Really? I don't. That's my opinion. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So Barb here, I do have a criminal background check on me. So far, I'm okay.
Well, I don't have a criminal background, so...
I do. But Nancy's right. How long would it take to get that turnaround now with everything that's happening?
Well,
yeah, Mike here. Oh, sorry. I was just wondering, who's paying for the background check? The volunteer or us?
It would have to be, I would suggest if they're volunteering as Candy, it would be the municipality. It's about $25, I believe. And if the OPP are coming into the communities and whatnot, perhaps we could talk with the detachment in Sudbury at the McFarland Lake and ask if, in fact, we need to do this, if they can do a faster turnaround time.
Yeah, I wonder, too, if they might waive the fee in this circumstance.
Well, do you want me to phone the OPP detachment commander tomorrow and ask him?
No, we can do it. Staff can do that. We can do that from here, and then we'll get it in writing. And
okay, because I have a good relationship with the detachment commander in Sudbury.
Tell him to call us.
Okay.
Candy, John here. Candy?
Yes?
Yeah, did you get a chance to check with the lawyer on what we talked about for the delivery person?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that about the...
The delivery person being able or not being able to sue the municipality in case coronavirus spreads to that person?
Yes, I did check with.
We're protected.
That's
good to be organized.
Oh, yes, that's right. I've been reading so many emails. Jill said he explained that we would be protected through the Good Samaritan Act.
Okay.
So do we have a mover and a seconder for that resolution already?
Yes, I read it. I didn't know if anybody wanted to add, delete, now Mike has said if they do need to pay for it, the municipality would cover the costs of the fee.
Yeah, I would add that. Okay.
It's Mike again. If we have a business in town that's willing to do this, what they're doing, do we even have to go ahead with a separate volunteer program that we have to set up and a food provider in the city? I mean, do we have to go through all that if we have someone that's already set up with wholesalers and arranging all that? why do we have to have two separate organizations doing the same thing? The town's not
Mike,
that big.
Mike, it's Nancy. That's not
Hi,
what
Nancy.
We're doing. I think what we were saying is that since Gateway is offering this service, we'd be happy to let them do that. But should at some point we need to either assist with that program or there may be some other type of program that requires volunteers, we're just setting up now what the requirements would be for those volunteers, but not to duplicate those efforts right now. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah,
Barb, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that we'd only implement that if Gateway decides they don't want to do it anymore. And
right.
We're still in the midst of this COVID thing.
Well, okay.
Okay, so shall we vote on it now?
Okay, I've added, I'll read it again because I've added the fee. Be it resolved, the municipality of Killarney requires that any volunteers assisting the municipality with the COVID-19 pandemic in higher risk or more sensitive roles that a criminal background check, in brackets, fee to be paid by the municipality, be presented and the volunteer confidentiality form be completed prior to acting in any such capacity. A recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried.
Okay. Next is the TD Bank, the Loan Way to Sewer Project.
Mover and seconder?
Barb Mover.
Nancy will second.
Yep. Moved by Barb Heitz, seconded by Nancy Wirtz. Be it resolved, the municipality negotiate a loan in the amount of $210,262.76 for the municipal portion of sewer upgrades from OSIF and CWWF grants. Further, that the loan be amortized over a 10-year period with TD Bank at a fixed rate of interest. Payments to commence in 2020. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay, the next is bylaws, 2020. Being a bylaw to amend bylaw 2010-23 to establish a fire department? Don't we have a fire department in Killarney already?
This is amending the bylaw that established the fire department. The amendment is, if you see on page 3 in the yellow highlight, it is amending the bylaw to include a fire safety inspection program. This will be done by the Mark Stay Warren crew, fire department that we have an agreement with. They suggested that we should have a set inspection program so that they can now start implementing with businesses set times to go and inspect their businesses. So they have asked for this. It's similar, exactly what is in their bylaw. So that's why we have to amend the bylaw that established a fire department because we're adding to it.
Okay, we need a mover and a seconder.
I'll move. Mike will move.
Nancy will second.
Okay, moved by Mike Ryder, seconded by Nancy Wirtz. Be resolved that bylaw number 2020-13 being a bylaw to amend bylaw number 2010-23 to establish a fire department in the municipality of Killarney be read a first and second time. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay.
The reading, mover and seconder?
I'll move.
Barb, second.
Okay, moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Barb Heitz. Be it resolved that bylaw number 2020-13, being a bylaw to amend bylaw number 2010-23 to establish a fire department in the municipality of Killarney to include a fire safety inspection program, be considered read a third time and passed in open council this 8th day of April 2020. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay. Next is bylaw number, amend the garbage bylaws.
Yeah, so these amendments, because of the fees and charges bylaw that has been passed for 2020, we had to amend our bylaws, the fees in both 2016-06 and 2017-07. So that's what that is doing. It's just, you'll see on your scanned copy that anything in red was what is being amended.
It's Jim. I'll move.
I'll second John.
Okay, moved by Jim Rook, seconded by John Demichajevic. Be it resolved that bylaw 2020-14, being a bylaw to amend bylaw numbers 2016-06 and 2017-07, garbage bylaws, be read a first and second time. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, resolution is carried.
Okay, we need a mover and a seconder for the third.
It's Jim, I'll move it.
Seconder?
Oh, Barb Heitz.
Okay, moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Barb Heitz. Be it resolved that bylaw number 2020-14, being a bylaw to amend bylaw numbers 2016-06 and 2017-07, garbage bylaws to amend fees, be considered read a third time and passed in open council this 8th day of April 2020. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried. Now that next delegation bylaw, you know, it's not necessary you do it right now, even if you want to defer it. I had sent it to Wishart Law because they were reviewing a lot of the delegation bylaws. I have not heard anything back from them as yet. So whatever council wants to do, if you want to defer it, if you want to get more information from Wishart Law, it's up to what you want to do right now.
Let's defer it.
Defer.
Barb. Defer. Yeah, defer.
I'd agree to defer. It's Jim.
Okay. All right. We'll defer that then.
Okay. Okay, so we have some addendums to the agenda?
Yes, we do.
So we have a resolution about? Adding to the agenda?
Yes, we need a mover and a seconder.
I'll move.
Mike.
Give him a second.
Mike beat Jim on that one. Moved by John Dimitrijevic, seconded by Mike Ryder. Be it resolved that council need to discuss the following items listed below as an addendum to the April 8, 2020 regular meeting agenda. 1, legal counsel, clarification on municipal legal jurisdiction. 2, various COVID-19 issues that have arose since the agenda was circulated. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried. Well, I hope everyone got to read, sorry, it's Candy. I hope everyone got to read Steve's memo on our on council's questions. He was, he noted that the municipality has no authorization through the Municipal Act to ban public visitors from the village, and he suggests if council did want to have the province consider implementing that section of the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act, that the Solicitor General's office, that you should be petitioning the province to implement that section 704-2 of the EMCPA Act. So I sent you a draft resolution. I don't know what council's thinking of at this point in time, so...
Well, it's Jim. I would move that we petition whatever those numbers are, to be honest with you, and see what happens, because we're getting a lot of phone, right? So we need some help from the province.
It's Barb. I do agree with Jim.
Okay, did anyone have, sorry, it's Candy, does anyone have, or had a chance, I'm sorry that I did get the resolutions out to you very late again. We'll try to do better next time. Did everyone have a chance to read the resolution?
Well, actually, yep. I haven't read the resolution, but can you read it now?
I sure can. Moved by Jim Rook, seconded by Barb Heitz. Whereas the World Health Organization has declared the COVID-19 virus a worldwide pandemic, and whereas all levels of government in Canada are taking precautionary measures to help protect their citizens and communities and slow the spread of this virus, and whereas the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act states that the provincial government of Ontario may make orders in respect of a list containing 14 subject matters, and whereas most of these 14 subject matters which could become provincial emergency orders have not yet been implemented by the province, but could be at any time, and whereas these measures include social distancing and avoiding public gatherings of more than 5 persons. And whereas the duration of these measures is unknown at this time. And whereas the EMCPA Section 704-2 provides the authority for the province to regulate or prohibit travel or movement to, from, or within any specified area. And whereas the Council for the Municipality of Killarney is extremely concerned for the health and safety of our small community of less than 400 permanent residents. And whereas the majority of our residents are vulnerable seniors who may become at risk through the influx of visitors and seasonal residents into the community, therefore be it resolved that Council hereby requests Premier Ford, in collaboration with the Solicitor General's Office, pass a further emergency order restricting travel into the community of Killarney and Hartley Bay as permitted under the EMCPA paragraph 7042 to assist in keeping our community safe. Further, that copies of this resolution be sent to the Premier of Ontario, the Office of the Solicitor General, the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, our local MPPs, and I didn't know if you wanted to add and all municipalities. I didn't know if you wanted to expand on the Hartley Bay area. So it was the Hartley Bay area, or and if you wanted to copy all municipalities, or if you wanted to delete or add anything in the resolution.
Well, Hartley Bay Road is blocked at the helipad.
The rest of the road.
So nobody can get in.
I would leave it as is. I'm happy with that. It's Jim.
Leave Hartley, just leave Killarney and Hartley Bay?
Yeah. Because we on Hartley Bay Road, we have road access properties, although the water access is blocked because of the closure of the business, right?
Yeah.
And we can't have our family come up for Easter this weekend.
Nobody can.
Yeah, but how about other rivers, like Pickerel River and Key River?
They're closed off because of the businesses, John.
The trailer park is closed, too.
Well, they're not closed off completely.
Okay, well, all right, then we could add the Pickerel River and Key River if you want.
Pickerel River, I just found out before the meeting, okay, they were told last Friday by the Ontario government to only allow the, I think it's three residents who live on the river year-round. They're the only people that can use the river to like to launch their boats. Okay, nobody else is allowed.
Full-time residents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense actually.
Yeah.
So you want to include the community of Killarney, Hartley Bay, French River, or I'm sorry, Key River and Pickerel River.
Well, I don't know. The way I'm thinking is like, you know, why, like you would get complaints, okay, if people find out that certain areas are open and the other ones are closed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Mike here. Since we're doing this on behalf of the municipality of Killarney, why don't we just say the municipality of Killarney? And if it applies to the entire area, then we can pick and choose what has to be done in any particular area. And we can't talk for areas that aren't under our jurisdiction. But if we just the entire municipality, then we can at a later date decide, okay, this is what we want to do. We want to block this. We want to stop that or whatever. In other words, the way it reads right now, it seems fine.
Well, we should add something, I think it's Candy, under where we have here, whereas states the Council for the Municipality of Killarney is extremely concerned for the health and safety of our small community of less than 400 permanent residents. And we should add something about and areas in Ward, as well as areas in Ward 2.
Yeah,
well, why don't you just make it simple and just say municipality, the whole municipality of Killarney.
I agree,
exactly.
John. Drop the number of people and include the municipality of Killarney as a whole.
I know, but
just use that's our published and listed population of full-time residents is 500. So they just say 500.
I thought it was 500.
The percent of elderly changes. It's still about 60% because Hartley Bay Road is not known as a young people's hideout.
Yeah, we're all pretty old down here.
Sure is.
That was me.
We're all talking at the same time. I think we have to talk individually, but I think it's very important that we express and the premier understands what our population is, I would suggest that we don't leave it out. And I think the last census had us only at 398 people. Somewhere else was 405. Yeah, it's published at 500. But we know our permanent residents are not 500, but I don't know. It's your call.
However, here, Candy, you'd have in permanent residents about 45. Then you have on the river full people who would be classed as full-time, six more that I can think of. There are people who go down south, and, you know, like, remember we got the letter about closing the campgrounds where they did allow people who use their campground as a permanent resident to move in. You know, I think we should follow that advice, you know. And so you could, 400, I don't care about the number, 400 is close enough as far as I'm concerned.
So why don't we change the, sorry, it's Barb, why don't we change the wording to encompass, like, the number for everyone in the municipality of Killarney and saying how vulnerable they are from the village of Killarney to Hartley Bay?
Okay, well, we're going to have to, somebody's going to have to, well, go down and say how you want it changed and want it reworded, and then we'll have to read it again.
So it's Nancy. I just wanted to say, like, I think you're right, Candy, that it's important to keep the number of residents. I think 400 is an accurate portrayal of the permanent residents within the entire municipality, whether it's Ward 1 or Ward 2. I think I just want to go back to Mike's point, though, of, you know, not picking and choosing which sections of the municipality to include in this resolution, but just to write it as it encompasses all of our boundaries, like from Killarney Village to Sea River. So rather than saying restricting travel into the community of Killarney and Hartley Bay, it should just be restricting travel into the municipality of Killarney or within the boundaries of the municipality of Killarney or something to that effect. Or into the boundaries. I don't know, whatever, but.
Okay, well, I would agree with Jim here. I would agree with that. We just change it instead of saying Hartley Bay Road and the village, and just say the whole boundaries of the municipality. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, therefore be it resolved that Council hereby requests Premier Ford, in collaboration with the Solicitor General's Office, pass a further emergency order restricting travel into the boundaries of the municipality of Killarney as permitted under the EMCPA paragraph, blah, 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 to assist in keeping our municipality safe then, right?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
For our residents or something.
Okay, well, okay, now go back to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 and 9, I think we will probably maybe have to look at. It says, whereas the Council for the Municipality of Killarney is extremely concerned for the health and safety of our community, take out small.
Sure.
Of our community of less than 400 permanent residents. That's okay?
Yep.
Sounds good, Barb.
Okay, and then what about the next one? Whereas the majority of our permanent residents? Whereas the majority of our permanent residents are vulnerable seniors who may become at risk through the influx of visitors and seasonal residents into the municipality.
Yeah, yes, it would
make
sense to put permanent in there, yeah.
Take out community and place with municipalities. Is there any other place where we just have village or community? Okay, let me read it again, and we'll see if everything's covered. So it was moved by Jim, seconded by Barb Heights. Do you want me just to read the items we've changed or the whole thing again?
Maybe just start.
We just,
I'll read it all. Whereas the World Health Organization has declared the COVID-19 virus a worldwide pandemic, and whereas all levels of government in Canada are taking precautionary measures to help protect their citizens and communities and slow the spread of the virus, and whereas the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act states that the provincial government of Ontario may make orders in respect of a list containing 14 subject matters, and whereas most of these 14 subject matters, which could become provincial emergency orders, have not yet been implemented by the province, but could be at any time, and whereas these measures include social distancing and avoiding public gatherings of more than 5 persons, and whereas the duration of these measures is unknown at this time, and whereas the EMCPA Section 7042 provides the authority for the province to regulate or prohibit travel or movement to, from, or within any specified area, and whereas the Council for the Municipality of Killarney is extremely concerned for the health and safety of our community of less than 400 permanent residents, and whereas the majority of our permanent residents are vulnerable seniors who may become at risk through the influx of visitors and seasonal residents into the municipality. Therefore, be it resolved that Council hereby requests Premier Ford, in collaboration with the Solicitor General's Office, pass a further emergency order restricting travel into the boundaries of the Municipality of Killarney as permitted under EMCPA Paragraph 7042, assist in keeping our municipality safe. Further, that copies of this resolution be sent to the Premier of Ontario, the Office of the Solicitor General, the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, our local MPPs. Did you want all municipalities in or not, or just leave it at that?
That sounds good.
This is Mike. Can I ask a question, Candy?
Yes.
Okay, the question is this. The legislation, the emergency legislation, allows the province to pass rules, but it's my understanding that when those things are passed, it's not that the province or the Attorney General's office is going to specifically say that, you know, we're going to block traffic in this area and isolate that area. What they're doing is saying that they will allow cities and municipalities to make those decisions.
I asked that.
We're not asking the premier to stop traffic on this road, that road, or this community or that community. We're asking permission to allow us to do that selectively as we see fit. Am I wrong in that?
Mike, it's Candy. I asked our solicitor about that, and I asked him about what the order could be, and he said, you have to wait and see. Sometimes it's very general. Maybe they would just put it in place for the entire province or however, but it could be very specific as well. So he said, You can't put out in the public, we'll do this and the province will do that, because he said you have to wait until the premier brings forth the order. The order could be general, it could be very specific. I can send council that reply that I got from Steve after the meeting, or I can do it right now if you want to have a look at it before you pass this resolution. But that was his reply.
Right. Okay, good.
And this resolution, then. Do we have a mover and a seconder for this yet, Candy?
Oh, yes, we do. We have Jim and we have Barb. So I read it once, and then I read it second time with the changes. So the only thing was if we were going to include sending it to all Ontario municipalities or if we're just sending it to the Premier, Solicitor General, MMAH, and our local MPPs.
Okay, so let's take a vote.
John here, Candy.
Know what we're voting on?
Pardon?
Yeah, John.
We can't vote. What we're voting on? We haven't decided whether or not we're going to add the last sections that Candy just mentioned. Are we sending it to other municipalities, or are we just sending it straight in ourselves alone?
Send it to other municipalities, I guess. There's strength in numbers making that same request.
No? Lots of people doing it, so I'd say municipalities.
Hey, Candy.
MPP, John, all that stuff. Jim.
Candy? Hello, Candy?
Yes.
Yeah, John here. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe I'm off track, okay, but if it turns out that the municipality is the one that made the decision for the cottagers not to come to the cottages, and not the provincial government, but us requesting it, okay? I'm just afraid that maybe, just maybe, the cottage might take civil action, okay, to the lawyers, and say, look, they wouldn't allow us to come to the cottages. Why the hell should we pay taxes, okay? So if they win the case, all of a sudden we're going to lose all kinds of money on taxes.
Well,
there are enough penalties that put in place to get the taxes later.
Yeah, and I mean, municipality is recommending it. The province and the federal government is recommending that people stay home at their permanent residence or at their place where their health provider is located. Nobody, like, I mean, if there's people up here coming to their cottages and whatnot, so it's a recommendation. And,
I don't think
we're in any legal stance at this point in time.
No, I know, but if you send that out to the provincial government and they approve something like that, they could say, well, who initiated the township? Why are we paying taxes to Tulani Township when we can't use our cottages?
John,
we are not the only municipality thinking along these lines. City of Kawartha Lakes is working on a resolution very similar to this. Muskoka is concerned about the same thing, but in fact, they were the ones that asked the province to tell people to stop coming up to their cottages. So, I mean, we're not alone in this. So it's not like we're going to face our taxpayers all by themselves. It'll be a big deal right across the whole province.
Okay, if it's across the whole province, yeah, I can see no problem. But, okay, whatever.
So, Barb, here.
I don't know. Go ahead, Barb.
Sorry, I know from sitting on the North Shore Tourism Board, it does not look good from Sault Ste. Marie all the way down to the French River. It sounds like all marinas are closing up except for essential travel.
Yeah, go ahead with it. I'll tell everybody that's what we're doing and go ahead and do it and figure out how to divvy it up. Okay? Thanks, Mike.
Oh, he's on a separate call. I thought Jim was talking to us. I
thought he was talking to us, too.
Can you speak up, Jim?
He's on his cell phone. Sorry.
My cell phone because we have Darlene in a panic here, and Paul was calling me.
No problem.
Let's finish this off.
Because our phone's just about to die.
And we may have to phone in on another phone. So.
So are we ready to vote?
I think so.
Or was there more discussion?
No.
Okay, John?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is carried.
Okay.
Okay, what we're going to do now is hang up and dial in, so everybody take a break. We've got to use another phone.
Okay.
Hold on. We don't have any closed session.
Yeah, okay. Well, here, do you want me to quit? Maybe we can get through this.
Are we all set to close then?
I do have a question.
Well, hold on. I want to bring something forward. You know, I talked about the food bank donation. Apparently quite a bit of this food is frozen, the wieners and the bread and everything. And Darlene is asking that we let her in and put it in the cooler. She's arranged Nancy Tyson and somebody else and Paul to help her unload it. And we have to come up with an idea of how we're going to distribute it. So is that okay with council?
Barb, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
John, Mike, yes.
Okay, and the second thing is, what is the program to distribute? The seniors, open it up to everybody, tell them it's there. They're going to bag it into individual bags. And or anybody, first come, first serve. What do we want to do?
Well, I think it should be based on need.
Yes, not first served.
Let's determine the need. That is my problem. This is Candy. Like, you, how are we going to pick and choose that? Oh, no, you can't have it. Yes, you can have it. Like, I think this is going to create a lot of problems. I think we should have just said to Darlene, if you've made the arrangements to bring it in, why don't the health center or whoever is doing it make the decision and the municipality back out?
Yeah, I'll be honest, like, my initial thought too, you know, maybe Darlene actually has had individuals reach out to her inquiring about this kind of program, and so she has that knowledge and maybe, you know, knows who to reach out without it becoming a big public process or whatever, and she can just provide that. It's something she's doing on her own through the health center. I don't know.
Well, I'll direct her to make up a list of who should get the stuff, and then we'll call them, right?
She can call them. Health Center could call them.
Yeah. Well,
and she'd call them. I don't mean I'm going to call them.
But where are we going? Okay, the community center and the Vets Hall, all those buildings are closed. So you were suggesting that possibly because people are still coming into the bank and the post office that they could limit somebody standing at the door, limit two people in at a time or whatever, and have it have the bags down in the lion's den when they are ready to give it out. But how are you going, how are you going to get notice out to the public if Darlene doesn't have a list of people approaching her?
Well, I know I'd have to talk to her, but I mean, she's concerned because she has frozen wieners and frozen bread, and I think she said 60 dozen eggs.
Wow.
Incorrect, but so she just wants access just for tonight, and then tomorrow morning they'll hand the stuff out in the parking lot.
Well, we've got it barricaded up there. Anyway, okay, council will make the decision. Let them put it in the cooler. They'll bag it. And then what are they, she'll do the list. She'll call people, or Aaron will call people.
Yeah,
they will
Aaron.
They come here or go to the, anyway.
Well, the thing we're doing now is to store the stuff for the night, right? And then I would just do it in, take the bags out and leave them in the parking lot, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's beside the point right at the moment. But
so is the urgent matter just having somewhere to store it for the night at this point? And maybe we can even reconvene in the morning, a few of us or something, to talk about, or with Darlene, to talk about how to distribute it?
Yeah, we can do that on the distribution. But right now the pressing issue is to store it in a cool spot.
Well, the bread is fine. If it's just bread, the wieners, how many she's got. Like, we have a here in.
Well, of course, that's the issue. We don't know whether she. All I know is that the trucks that she has full to the gills, and she said there's lots of food, and I haven't seen it, and Paul, who's waiting to assist, hasn't seen it, so we don't really know.
Okay, Mike here. The two freezers at the sports hut are empty, and there's a lot of room in them. And then the coolers from the soft drink coolers, all they have to do is be plugged in, and they would keep things cool.
Where's that?
At the sports hut.
At the ring. Okay, Robbie and Gavin are working till 9:30 tonight. So we can give them a call. They can go and help unload. We'll tell them to put the bread and the wieners, anything else frozen, in the two freezers at the sports hut, and anything else or perishable items, then maybe they can just put them in the walk-in cooler at the vet's hall, and then tomorrow morning a plan will have to be made to distribute it. So why don't we do that right now? The boys are working, and they can arrange all that. We can finish our meeting and then plan.
Good idea.
Okay.
Well, Candy, you can talk.
Yep.
Oh, don't you? You live with him.
Where he is.
Well, I just got a note. They're going to unload right now, Paul and Danny.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What's that, Nancy?
Danny just put a note in front of me saying he's going to the hall with Paul to unload the stuff.
Okay,
so there
well,
you go.
Oh, well, they're, Robbie they're, and Erica,
there better not be more than five of them.
Put it in the rink.
Okay, we'll maybe Julie will go call Rob and Gavin right now and tell them to go. Rob's got keys for everything. We'll tell them to go to the hall right now.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
Okay.
All right, let's close the meeting.
Okay.
One more thing from Barb. Under the correspondence for information from the Ministry of Energy, Northern Development of Mines, due to the natural gas expansion support program, can we put this on our agenda for in May?
We will never get natural gas in here, will we, Barb?
You can never say never. Same with broadband. You have to try. That's okay.
Oh, you could have when we were at that section, you could have said, let's, you know, that item, why don't we make a resolution right now to...
I know, but I didn't even hear it. I thought we skipped right over it.
Well, we did because it's just there for information. If nobody said, oh, I've got an issue or I want to talk about number one or number five, then bring it up then if we skip over it next time.
I'll apply for it on the next agenda.
Okay, we'll put that on May agenda.
Perfect.
Okay, so where are we?
We're confirming the proceedings of council.
Okay.
Are we about to shut down and adjourn?
Yeah, we need a mover and a seconder for the confirming bylaw.
Nancy will move.
I'll move. Mike.
Okay, I got Nancy moving, Mike seconding, how about? Moved by Nancy Work, seconded by Mike Ryder. Be it resolved that bylaw 2020, now this one went to number 15 because we didn't pass 15 because it was a delegation bylaw. 2020-15 being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of council be read a first and second time. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is carried. Mover and seconded for the third reading?
I'll move the third reading. Mike?
I'll second, Jim.
Okay. Moved by Mike Ryder, second by Jim Ruff. Be resolved that bylaw 2020-15 being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of council read a third time and passed an open council this 8th day of April 2020. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Nancy, I'm sorry, Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion is carried. Okay, adjournment. Mover and seconder.
I'll move, Jim.
I'll second.
Is that you, Mike?
That's me.
Move, Moved by Jim Rook, second by Mike Ryder. Be it resolved, we adjourn the regular meeting of council held April 8th, 2020 at, Ginny, what time is it?
34.
It's 6:34 p.m. to meet again. Now, we had moved the meeting to the Tuesday, May the 12th from the 13th because of Phenom. But Phenom is canceled. But,
right.
But Matthew from the planning board, he may have to cancel, but if he doesn't and it goes forward, we have to have it on the 12th because he's scheduled to do a special meeting for a zoning bylaw amendment. So we will have to keep it, I guess, we might as well keep it at the 12th anyway because of Matthew's legislative timelines and whatnot. He may have to cancel, he said, regardless, but I guess it's safer to leave it on that date than move it.
So we canceled the planning board meeting for tomorrow.
No, but he had sent out notices for a zoning bylaw amendment that it was going to be brought to council on May 12th, and that's his timeline. So he told me that if everything is not, you know, shut down or whatever, he's going to proceed. But, and he would need to proceed on the 12th. It couldn't be the 13th or any other day. But there's the possibility that he will have to cancel that, you know, on his act, the Planning Act or whatever. So I think it would be best to leave it at the 12th for Matthew's sake in case it does go forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, so leave on the 12th. Now, what time? Because it's supposed to be in Ward 2. Well, I don't think we'll be meeting in Ward 2. We'll probably be doing teleconference again. What time do you want to set? 5, 7, 6?
I say 5. Jim?
Mike says 5.
John says doesn't matter.
Barb is good.
Yeah, I'm good either.
Okay, so we adjourn the regular meeting held April 8th at 6:34 p.m. to meet again on May 12th, 2020 at 5 p.m. or as otherwise specified. Recorded vote, John?
Yes.
Barb?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ginny?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, I guess that's the end.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank everyone. I'm going to disconnect everybody and we will stop the recording.
Okay, bye.
So,
good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.